Listen, yeah. So I get about 7 calls a day from telemarketers now. Clearly, you know, they want to get business back, and I get that, right? But so a lot of it is life insurance. I think it's also because of maybe because of COVID and the thoughts around that, thinking I better get some life insurance should something happen, right? So maybe that's why. But anyways, I got this email from a guy, well, from the guy's wife, who said, my husband sells life insurance. So I thought, well, what better thing to do is to try sell a guy who sells life insurance.
Yes, thank you.
Give him some of their own medicine.
100%.
Yeah. He's not a telesalesman, though. He just works at a life insurance company.
Same, same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go get him.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Charlotte.
Good day, Mr. Stain. How are you today, sir?
Well, thank you.
Good, sir. Hi, I'm calling from Premgrow Insurance.
From where?
Premgrow Insurance.
Yeah?
It's a new insurance company, sir. Could you give me a couple minutes of your time and I can tell you about our products?
What type of insurance? Life?
Life's insurance, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm not interested.
Sir, do you know that for as little as R2 a day, you can have peace of mind?
I said I'm not interested.
For when you turn 60, sir. Do you know that most people only think about a pension plan when...
I said I'm not interested.
Sir, do you know that most people realize when they turn 60 that their pension plan is
how many times do I have to tell you? I'm not interested.
Sir, when people get to 60, they realize... plan...
Yeah?
I said, sorry, we seem to have lost signal.
No, you know, let me tell you again. I'm not interested. I work for an insurance company. If I tell you I'm not interested, lose my number. You've got no right to phone me, okay? This is unsolicited, okay? I didn't ask you to contact me. So please lose my number. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sir, do you know that? Can I just...
Hello?
Hi, sir. Sorry.
Hey. How many times do I have to tell you not to phone me?
So we just lost signal there.
No, I'm gonna report you to the Financial Services Board.
Can you just
okay.
stand in one
The next
place.
Time you phone me, I'm reporting you to the Financial Services Board. Goodbye.
Sir.
Charlotte.
Hi, Mr. Stain. It's Jonathan here. And
You were trying to sell me life insurance.
Yes, sir. And I just thought that we sort of got off on the wrong foot. And
I'm with you.
And I didn't get a chance to fully explain to you the benefits of our service.
What I need to tell you is that, first of all, I'm not interested. And I think I made quite clear.
But I haven't even explained to you how good the service
is.
Yes,
but I've already got enough life insurance. But secondly...
You can never have enough, sir. You can never, ever...
I'm speaking to you, Wackhead.
Now, how did you know that?
Someone in the office actually came out with the whole story.
Oh,
no, they gave it away. I'm sorry, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, I told them they should have kept quiet because you might have caught me still.
Who spilled the beans on this?
Someone in the office came to me and said or asked me if you caught me or not.
That's my worst nightmare.
Too many people in on the plot.
And
you were going in.
He was ready to fall. He fell, but I'd push him further.
Well, part of me was quite satisfied that he was getting annoyed at you when you were selling that life insurance.
From Premgrow.
Yeah. Where?
Premgrow. Sounds legit, doesn't it?